Hi, and welcome to another fine audio commentary. This is episode 1F15, Bart Gets an Elephant. I am David Silverman, supervising director.
Dave Merkin, executive producer and showrunner.
Archivist Matt Groening. This episode first aired March 31st, 1994, and I think it's a quintessential John Swartzwelder episode.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is. It's a fantastic job by, the most prolific writer on The Simpsons, Mr. John Swartzwelder.
That's right. So over 50 episodes, I believe.
And this was really very much all his idea as he came in with it, pitched it. He pitched the messy house, and the fact that they're going to clean up the house, and Bart choosing the elephant as the prize, and just went off and did a great job on the script. And this was a really fun episode to do.
Oh yeah.
And Jim Reardon, the director, did an amazing job as well.
Great job, Jim. I'm sorry you're not here to chat with us about this. He's up at Pixar.
Up at Pixar.
Yeah, he thinks he's
making
so
quality cartoons.
He's so smart. Who would go up there? Okay, I went there too. So.
Pixar,
yeah, give us inside dirt on Pixar.
Well, let me tell you. Yeah, that's a this.
No, Pixar comes and raids our directors because they're the best. I mean, it's really true. And
great.
Yay!
Great.
Yay!
Oh, look, there they all go. Oh, no, you shouldn't have said that.
But yeah, Jim did an amazing job on this episode, and also, well, as all our animators are, just such a pleasure to work with. Incredibly hardworking, and just wants it to be great. You see this?
Great
comes
job.
Up with angles like that, and really, really adds to the writing. You know, the animation just, you know, we work so hard on the writing, and we describe it in such detail and everything, but the animators never fail to take it to the next level and to really add so much to it. Cleaning doesn't have to be a chore.
You made a very interesting comment about how you go from stage to stage, and everything gets plussed.
The idea is that at every stage in the process, we try to make it better. And the scripts start out pretty good.
Yes,
the scripts actually make good reading.
Right.
And then hearing them performed is fun, and then seeing them edited as a radio show, which is basically how you guys get them.
Right.
You know?
I don't know. Does the rest of the country have those blowers? I know they're the most annoying, horrible thing in California, because that's the way everybody blows their streets clean and their sidewalks clean and their yards clean. And it's like, you know, it's like having 1,000 motorcycles in your head every morning. You know, they always like to start too at 5:30 in the morning.
But this is not saying anything against the Simpsons brand blowers.
No, they're the best. They're incredible. And the things you hear about the accidents with them, that's just propaganda by our competition. Are we so bad? And you can see Homer's memory of Gomer Pyle, which was incredibly simple, of just both characters jumping up and down.
Very accurate.
Yeah, and we think that's the way most people remember television shows. We go to all this trouble for the details, and that's our image of what the average American thinks.
That Clinton joke, that was definitely a Swartzwelder, right?
Yes.
Swartzwelder is definitely politically conservative. And
that's his feeling of Clinton.
Though there are great posters in the show as we visit both the Democratic and Republican conventions.
Right.
And you'll see Swartzwelder, this really is a window into his mind. He really hates both parties pretty equally. Or a fascist. I'm sure he'd like me to say that. This is one of my favorite sequences of all time, with all the happy little characters
this
coming to life
great.
And attacking Homer.
Jim had me help. This is Paul Wee originally laid this out, and Jim had me do all the screaming of Homer and the choking. But I love the way Mr. Clean just is sort of very...
Yeah, he gets very sheepish.
Exactly.
And then once she says, be quiet, they still attack him, but much quieter. I love that.
I don't
that.
Think that's Mr. Clean. I think it's Mr. Cleanliness.
That's right.
Mr. Cleanliness.
That's right.
This was very, really great effect of when he starts wiping the paint.
A fantastic thing. Effect. Now, was that animated or done electronically? Because look at that. That's really hard to do, isn't
it's
it,
It's really, really good. $10,000 in cash. I forget how he did.
I'm sure it's animated. It's
I think it was done
great.
By realism.
Grant Wood, by the way, that's accurate. He has that under all his pictures.
We and that's his signature that too, out. Isn't it?
That is. That's his actual signature. That we've been able to determine that all his real paintings have that through laser testing. I love the way the house is sparkling now, literally.
It's one of the. We built this door for this one gag. Normally, there's no door there, but it works.
Now, watch
gag.
How quickly the house gets messed up.
All for naught.
The advantages of cartoons. By the way, that was really much earlier. It was really 16 Tons, the actual big, giant hit.
Fry Piggy. By Tennessee
Ernie Ford.
Yes, of course.
And Bart, for some reason, knew that. And he says, "Amen, Ernie." You know, which... So you see, all 10-year-old boys.
There's a little note. Bart's eating the Neapolitan ice cream, but only the chocolate.
That's right.
Which is
a great observation.
Yeah, exactly. Let's try one more number. This is also a great gag on Homer.
Yeah, Homer. Look how long it takes for Homer's brain to realize he doesn't have the phone.
He's still trying to figure it out.
Still not realizing it. He's checking both sides of the hand.
It might be stuck there.
Sounds mighty tempting, Marty, but I think I'm gonna.
And also, Homer's slow mind. When Bart turns down the money, Homer has no problem with that.
Too slow in the uptake. I think it dawns on Homer about now.
You want the cash?
I want the elephant.
Stick it to the man. No, wait.
Oh, there he figured it out.
Bart.
And then, of course, they hang up. So, technically, in real life, you would pretty much lose everything at that point.
Or double-ply windows. They look just like regular windows, but they'll save us 4%.
Homer's face is perfect for his interest there.
Double-ply. I feel like Julie's voice is sort of the tips down.
Which is that it's wrong to imprison an animal.
We won a lot of environmental media awards, which I think this won this episode, and it won an ARC Trust Award as well. And it's mainly the Lisa character that gives it. There's that side view or the back view of Bart that I really enjoy, the rear view of the characters. They just look hilarious from that view for me. But we win these various environmental or animal cause awards because we have a character like Lisa who says really all the correct things, you know, the proper way of treating animals and stuff. And yet we still get away with the rest of our characters treating them terribly.
Yeah.
So it's a nasty trick, but we are very grateful for that recognition.
We just make the one statement, a positive.
Yes, or you'll see in this one we actually do a few good statements and the right things happen. Homer enjoys getting thrown out, by the way.
Yes, very much so. This is another one of our favorite lines.
I love that even in a radio station, they do not have soundproof glass. They can still hear a kid outside yelling, and it's getting... It also, the fact that it gets into all the songs, like the mic is open even when the upper record playing.
We're all asking in our own lives, where's my... I know that's what I've been asking.
Look, our ratings are down, and the station is being swamped with angry calls and letter bombs.
Wasn't there a big argument in this? Was this the show where the tusks of the elephant were not painted white? Or was that a previous show?
I can't recall. I don't think so.
I don't remember that argument for this show.
There's like fist fights over it.
Were there fist fights?
Really?
What was
the
argument about? What was?
Well, the tusks were gray. They're the same color as the elephant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no, they had to be white.
It was who had to pay for the
I think I ended up paying for it myself.
It's possible.
You paid for it?
You still owe us some money for that.
I'll have it for you later.
Well, make sure to invoice Silverman on the way out, people.
I love to remember the fights.
And I love this this automatic DJ. And
we also have
they actually like it.
We also have the joke of you're listening to KNKR, Canker, Swords Above the Rest.
That's right. That was a Jurassic Park reference, which was huge at the time that we did the thing, the eye in the window and the eyeball changing. Now, this is a great Schwarzwelder joke where the animals run to the horizon, look over the horizon, and then run away.
They just peek back down.
Yes.
As if the horizon is somehow a fence.
Now, the whole important thing to me in this episode and what I made sure of is that the elephant, unlike other animal stories, that the elephant is a bastard. The elephant is nasty. See? Instead of putting people on its back, it puts them in its mouth. And it never quite bonds. It's a very cantankerous animal, and that was
very
a very grumpy. Important concept.
I think it's a great idea.
The elephant putting people in its mouth is always a joke that bugged the hell out of me.
So what
is that? Because their elephants are not carnivorous.
No, but he wasn't going to eat. He just liked to suck on people's, you know, heads. Now it makes sense, doesn't it?
I like the fact that they just happen to have a chain.
Yeah, you know, that's lying around. Homer has always had
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Very useful.
I love the amount of damage the elephant does almost right away.
Campy, eat it slow. It has to last for... You ate it too fast.
Great read by Yardley, yeah.
You can't do that, Dad. It's cruel.
Oh, everything's cruel according to you.
keeping him chained up in the backyard is...
Homer's theories of animal hair.
Yelling in his ears is cruel. Everything is cruel. So excuse me if I'm cruel.
It's just a habit that Stampy has.
Exactly.
And I do like the animation that when there's goo on Homer's face.
An elephant, a hippo, and a giant sloth.
It's not the first time it happened to him.
I'm trying to figure out how I got the giant sloth, but, you know.
I think you're taking unfair advantage of my generous offer.
And this is accurate as what would happen if you ate a lot of peanuts. That is really what happens.
Another image from Jurassic Park, actually.
Yes, yeah, it is. The elephant has completely destroyed the arboretum.
Strip the bark now, Stan.
Hey, any more arboretums around here? No.
It's a very funny reading of no.
That bird! He's killing the elephant! Stop him!
I may have animated that.
That looks like you,
David. Yeah, it looks
David.
Like my poses. Or...
And then, here you go. That's the idea Homer picks up. Grooming,
yes.
Eh?
Elephant fresh.
That's a great line, elephant fresh. Silence is everything else in the neighborhood. That's handy.
Very handy indeed. By the way, I think those drawings you said that were mine, they were either I animated them or somebody saw my animation from the Halloween episode of Homer saying they're dogs and they're playing poker.
Right. Yeah, that exactly. Those poses.
Yeah. Again with the although
God,
he does,
I'm starting to really love that.
It grows on you.
It grows on you, doesn't it?
And don't worry, it only happens 12 more times. Whenever we couldn't think of anything, the elephant
exactly.
would eat someone.
Nah, he doesn't want to learn. I don't want to teach him. We get along fine.
Of course, the animals starve for attention.
I think they're trying to get some attention.
Oh. Good luck.
Very understanding.
And that's also all Schwarzwelder's, the idea that the animals, and it actually leads up to one of the more celebrated moments. People really always come up to me and talk about what the animals do at the very end of this little bee story they have going.
Then that's what I'll do, smart guy.
Absolutely a Schwarzwelder joke. We'll pay you money. This is definitely a Schwarzwelder idea.
It is.
Slamming the door and then getting the idea.
Wait a minute. Gives me an idea.
And again, perfect Homer thinking right there.
He's so happy.
I don't have time to read it. Just give me the gist.
I like that the people want to get photographed in front of a cardboard elephant that's right next to the real one.
I guess it didn't cost anything to build that, right? That animal of yours is certainly. And here, of course, is the introduction of Cletus.
Is this the very first? I do believe it is.
Very first.
And he didn't have a name. We just called him Slack-Jawed Yokel at this point.
Exactly.
He was not Cletus yet.
He was just there for that one joke.
Just there for...
Was that the origin of Cletus?
Yep.
Wow.
I have goosebumps right now.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes. I have a tear in my eye. I believe the original line was something like, "Hey, Smithers, both my hip socket popped out of my socket."
Well, it's true. In the way
he's
it was
sitting.
Drawn, he does not look like he would easily get down.
Snoopy's food bill today was $300.
Please don't humiliate me in front of the money.
This is another brilliant business decision by Homer.
Yes. It's also great that just revealed and they're gone.
And it leads to a really fun scene at the mill house.
Saw the elephant twice and rode him once, right?
Yes.
This is also a look back to the old Simpsons where mill houses were still married.
They were still together.
Yeah.
Your bill comes.
They're not the mill houses. Well, that'd be good.
So that's just $696 more that you owe me.
It's very strange that the father and the mother are so identical.
It really is. Well, we never really got into what that actually means.
Exactly.
The dangers involved. They've actually learned some musical skills. Still, nothing's happening for them.
Well, sir, I'll be honest with you. I need a large effort.
Great character. This is Hank.
Yes.
But I'm afraid this just isn't what I'm looking for.
I love Hank Azaria doing these sleazy guys.
Yeah.
He's perfect at it.
Yeah.
Not that Hank is sleazy, by the way.
He likes peanuts.
He likes peanuts. Great reading.
Refuge is the ideal environment for your elephant. Thousands of acres of simulated African savanna.
It's perfect, Dad.
And it was, you know, and this was... this was, in a way, me making sure to get this stuff in here, where we really believe these animals should be, not in a zoo, but in an open area where they actually can walk around. You know, we take these giant animals and we put them in a tiny space. It's like putting like a human being and trying to say, live the rest of your life in a closet. I mean, they really need to have miles and miles to walk around to feel that they're not constricted.
It's a nice public service, too, because if you have to have an elephant that you're tired of, you know where to put it.
And, you know, so many people who didn't know what to do with their elephants now did. Here we go. That's a moment that is brought up to me a lot by people as one of their favorite things in the history of the show. The animals learn to speak.
Is this one of our first slams at the Fox Network, I believe?
I think it probably was a very early slam in saying that an ivory dealer was also the president of the Fox Network. And, of course, you know, it's a bit of an exaggeration. Fox presidents are not that nice. But, you know, they're watching, so you have to pull it back.
Exactly. Fortunately, I never listened to these commentaries, so I don't get the real story. Actually, I remember elephants don't have keys. We actually used to have a lock on these. So we said, well, we can't have a lock. That's why we have this.
That's right. We said they don't have keys. Okay, bud. So again, you know, Bart's trying to bond with the elephant. The elephant just throws him aside and runs off. Not really bonded with the kid at all.
Oh, it's the four elephants. And again, another from the old days. Well, Maud Flanders is still alive.
You notice we broke up a lot of families one way or the other as time went on.
Homer has
his drool going on.
He took Bart too. That wasn't
this was a George Meyer line, I think.
That's pure George Meyer.
That wasn't
when you hear someone repeat something, that wasn't part of our deal, that wasn't part, that's pure George Meyer. And that will always make George laugh for about 30 minutes. He just loves to hear that. It's a little bit of a Wizard of Oz reference here.
Look, it got Patty and Selma.
He's so happy.
I feel it all the way up my skirt. Ditto.
And luckily, they weren't seriously injured. I was worried about that for a while. This is a great twist on a classic bit.
Absolutely. It's my favorite.
It is. It's really good. It's just that they were going to throw it away anyway.
And a public service, too.
Yeah, right, lady. An elephant ran through your front yard. Okay.
Very competent police chief, Richard.
Exactly.
He doesn't even say police, by the way. He just says wiggle when he answers the phone, which I thought was an interesting...
Officer down. Sure. And I'm Edward G. Robinson.
Of course, make her.
I think that might have been the first time that we talked about him being Edward G. Robinson so specifically. And then we've had other references to that as time has gone on.
Now, here are the signs that Short sort of reference.
Watch these signs. This is it. This is...
Wiping ourselves.
That's really good. That's too bad. I said the Peanut Factory didn't have banners, too.
This is, again, another Hank character. And this guy, this has always been his fear, that an elephant would come running, and they train for it 2 hours a day, but he then ruins it for himself by keeping his big mouth open. Isn't it helpful that I'm explaining the jokes and still letting people enjoy them?
Just in case I can't see it.
That's the Lassie theme, by the way, kind of snuck in there, which is the feeling that we're going for.
Here we have coming up is the very best dough joke we've ever done, I think.
Yes. This is all based on the actual La Brea tar pits, which exist almost, you know, in the center of the city of Los Angeles.
Yes.
There are these tar pits that all these dinosaurs fell into, and you can go visit it right next to an art museum and everything, and it's fascinating. Here we go.
A deer!
A female deer.
It's great.
That was a real wise guy joke.
And it led us to the precious ivory. And, of course, your lovable pet, who it's connected to.
I saw some punks at the La Brea tar pits late one night throw a grocery cart into the tar pits. What are you doing? We're preserving it for history. Well, I had a point there. It was like Jimbo Dolphin Kearney.
I like that you actually had the guts to say, what are you doing? I would have just run.
I was in my car.
Oh, okay.
You know,
then you pick up your car and throw it in.
This is also great Homer thinking.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I can.
This is was this John's?
I believe this is all John.
Now I'll pull my arms out with my face.
I'll pull my arms out with my face. It's one of my favorite
Just to help, just so he can sink down faster.
That's right. He actually made himself. And this is the great twist here, is they actually pull out Barney, who happened to be in there. And, of course, Barney, who never smoked, no. lights a cigarette just so we could set him on fire.
I like that he just says, ow.
He just says, ow, and keeps walking. It doesn't even really slow him down. Again, we try and teach children that fire is not as dangerous as they
exactly.
may have been told.
Busted feline.
Dad, feline means cat.
Elephant, honey.
That's what I tell people, the key comedy is quick recovery. He's blazing on fire. Ow.
Exactly.
I guess it wouldn't be right to sell Stampy after he saved my life. And the boy seems to have some sort of relationship.
You think Homer's going to turn, and then there's another moment.
On the other hand,
exactly.
Who's to say what's right these days? What with all our modern ideas and products?
That's a George Meyer line, all our modern ideas and products.
All right, we'll give the stupid elephant to the stupid animal refuge.
Yeah!
So again, it's important that he doesn't really do it in a sweet way. He does it like annoyed that he's finally going to give it away.
Exactly.
This is just what happened at the caramel factory.
Great.
Those are nice ad-libs by our
nice one of caramel. Homer stops to think about it first.
Oh, Stampy, I know you're going to like it here. No, Stampy, no!
What?
So there is a little bit of sweetness at the end there, but only for a second. Stampy then runs fast enough to knock Bart to the ground, which would kill a normal child, but
yes.
of course Bart's fine.
Well, he's a strong little lad.
And then again, the idea that the elephant was kind of a jerk is kept all the way to the end. If you'll notice here, Stampy actually kills the other elephant. That's the only explanation. You'll see the elephant is lying on the ground and not moving.
Resting.
We thought it'd be fun.
Look,
he's dead. We got rid of that one. I'm going to go after
the other saved one, and it looks like we were going to kill two.
It's a very bad message that you're sending now, too.
And of course, Homer is behaving the same way.
Yes. Nice poses on Homer.
Yes.
I'd compliment Jim if he were here personally.
He did a great job. Exactly. Great job, Jim.
Nice work, Jim. You'll have to hear it if you ever bother listening to these commentaries, which you probably won't.
Yeah, we've all had too much of The Simpsons as it is.
And a big tip of the hat to Brad Bird. Did some fantastic story notes on this, on the storyboard notes on this production.
Also at Pixar.
Also at Pixar.
You see, they raid everybody, except they haven't called me. So I'm gonna give my phone number now, just in case that's been the problem.
Klondike 5.
Klondike 5.
Well, I'm sure there's another commentary to listen to.
There's more coming up. You paid for it. You should listen to them.
Wise counsel.
That's our slogan.